Chapter 9. The Guests Arrive. The next day, everything did go back to normal. I was normal, and Conrad was normal. It was like nothing had happened, because nothing did happen. If Conrad didn't have a bandage on his leg, I'd think that I had dreamed the whole thing. Taylor and Annika arrived, and we spent the afternoon by the pool in the sunshine, while Jeremiah and his friends went down to the beach. That evening, Conrad cooked a special meal, and it felt grown up, drinking red wine and sitting around the table with our friends. I was next to Jeremiah, and he had his arm around my chair. All night, I avoided looking in Conrad's direction, but I always knew where he was. He was sitting next to Annika, and I heard her laugh at something that he said. Then Tom stood up and lifted his glass.
"To Belly and Jay," he said, sounding very drunk. "You're really, really amazing."
Everyone raised their glasses to us, and Jeremiah leaned forward and kissed me in front of everyone. I pulled away, feeling embarrassed. I saw Conrad's face and was sorry that I'd looked at him. Next, Stephen stood up and said, "I've known Jeremiah my whole life, and Belly too, unluckily." I threw a piece of bread at him. "You guys are good together," Stephen said. Then he looked at Jeremiah. "Treat her right, won't you? She's really annoying, but she's the only sister I've got." I could feel tears coming. I got up and hugged him. "You jerk," I said, wiping my eyes. Then Jeremiah stood up and said, "Thanks for coming, everyone. Josh, Tom, Stephen, Taylor, and Annika. It means a lot to have you here with us." I waited for him to name Conrad, but he didn't. "Yes, thanks, everyone," I added. "And thanks, Conrad, for this amazing meal." After dinner, Conrad drove the boys to a bar in town for Jeremiah's bachelor night, while Taylor, Annika, and I stayed home talking about the wedding. Later, we were in my room with the lights out, still talking. "Taylor," I whispered when Annika had fallen asleep, "something strange happened yesterday." "What?" she said. "When Conrad cut his leg surfing, I helped him, and there was this strange moment between us."
"Did you kiss?" Taylor asked.
"No, but I wanted to, and I feel bad because I'm getting married in a couple of days. I shouldn't be thinking about kissing other boys."
"Conrad isn't other boys. He's your first love," said Taylor.
"You're right," I said, feeling lighter already. "It's just something in the past."
Taylor hesitated and then said,
"There's something that I haven't told you. Conrad went to see your mom a couple of weeks ago. He made her change her mind about coming to the wedding shower. She told my mom, and my mom told me."
I was silent for a moment, thinking.
"I didn't tell you because you love Jeremiah and want to marry him, don't you?"
Taylor went on.
"That's right," I said. "Are you sure? Because you don't have to get married this weekend. You could take some more time."
"I don't need more time," I said, and rolled over. "Good night, Taylor."
"Okay," she said. "Good night."
I lay there thinking, long after Taylor fell asleep. Conrad had done that for me. He was still taking care of me, just as he always had. Conrad. The bar was crowded, and lots of people were dancing. Tom tried to talk to every girl who walked past, but they all avoided him. When I went to buy drinks for the boys, Stephen followed me.
"So, how do you feel about the wedding?" he asked as we waited.
Is it a mistake, do you think? Luckily, I didn't have to answer because the barman finally came to take our order.
Then Stephen and I carried the drinks back to the table where the other guys were sitting. Tom was still being a jerk and making a lot of noise, and Stephen went off to dance. I was sitting quietly when Josh put his arm around Jeremiah and said,
"So, you're finally going to get close with Belly. I guess you haven't had sex since you were with Lacey and Cabo."
Jeremiah was very drunk and began to sing badly. Then he stood up shakily.
"I need the toilet," he said.
When he was gone, Josh said to Tom,
"He was so lucky. Lacey is hot."
Tom laughed.
"Remember how they locked us out the hotel room that night? They didn't even hear us knocking."
I was so furious that I wanted to hit something. First, I wanted to hit these two jerks, and then I wanted to find my brother and knock him to the ground.